What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
Say, what would I call it?
Uh-huh.
Like before supper.
Uh-huh. What time of day would you call that?
I call it afternoon.
Fine. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up before.
I mean, this morning, in the morning.
Uh-huh. And what's an expression with sun in it that means the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up before sun.
And that's, I would say for 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, something like that.
Well, can you think of an expression that has the word sun in it? I got up before sun.
After sunrise?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Now, in the morning you say it's sunrise, and
that's
in the
right.
Evening you say it's
sunset.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is?
It's broke.
Okay. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last very long?
Shower.
Okay. What do you call a shelf over a fireplace?
Mountain.
Okay. What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
The dog eye.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Sticks.
Okay. Do you call them any particular kind of sticks?
Well, if it'd be a round stick, I'd say round stick, wood, oak.
Well, now, what about the little pieces of wood that you put, when you lay a fire, you put the big pieces on top, and then you might put some little things underneath there?
Lot of splinters.
Okay. What do you call a place that has a rod and some hangers, and you hang clothes up in it?
Rod and hanger.
Uh-huh. You hang clothes up in it, a little room.
Well, I call that a water closet.
Okay. Well, now, is a wardrobe a great big piece of furniture, or is that a, or is it built in?
It's a furniture, piece of furniture.
Okay. And what would you call a place where you hang clothes that's built into the wall?
Closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a house, of a wooden house?
Overlapping boards?
Yeah.
Weather boards.
That's pretty cat. What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Porch or piazza, porch.
Okay.
I say a porch.
And the other one's piazza?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is there a difference between those two?
No,
just the same thing.
Thing.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, if you think of more than one word, I'd like to hear them all. What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof on it?
Flat bone.
What do you call a fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
What?
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Wall or fence made out of rocks or stones? Brick wall.
Well, I suppose it's not. Okay. I suppose it's not made out of bricks, but it's just rocks sort of piled up.
Well, just something like a fence made around.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, I would call that a rock fence.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden thing that's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it and it has a handle on it? You hold it by the handle.
Open at the top.
Yeah. And it's they come in different sizes, but say it's about like that. And it's open at the top, and it's got a handle across the top like that.
You say wood?